Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more, on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone, and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, all hell's gonna break loose, we're gonna go in and out, have some legumes, and do some idolizing. A couple of weeks ago, I played Hot Dogs and Sarsaparilla by trumpeter Sid Pelton and his orchestra. This past week, listener Jim in Waterloo, Iowa, sent me a nice email and requested another specific Sid Pelton record. This show may be going to hell in a handbasket, but here you go, Jim.
Just swells. Now somebody's got a hold of those bells. They're starting to ring, they're starting to sing, and somebody yells, it must be hell's bells.
Something to prove it's true. You've been running around, it's the talk of the town, but you can't pull the wool over my eyes. You don't appreciate a thing that I do. You're a cheater, you know it's true. Oh, honey, you took my money. You, I do, but I've got hell in my heart for you. Mm-hmm.
Tell all you good people if you want to hear a story about a bad engineer who run his train all the down the road. Every car had a bell. Jesus is glory, hallelujah. Jesus is who will come. Jesus is glory, hallelujah. Work for Jesus, got my last work done. Loaded with the whiskey and beer. Devil himself was an engineer. Everybody seemed to be happy and gay as the hellbound train sped on her way. Jesus is glory, hallelujah. Jesus is who will come. Jesus is glory, hallelujah. I mean to work to do some of that work done. All mixed together was a glorious sight. Everybody seemed to be happy and gay as the hellbound train sped on her way. Jesus is glory, hallelujah. Jesus is who will come. Jesus is glory, hallelujah. Me to work for Jesus, got my last work done.
A beeline straight for home. That's what I am. And I've a plan to buzz around with my honey lamb some Sunday afternoon. If I don't get some, there'll be a honeymoon when the bees make a honey down in sunny, oh, you Alabama. I will be the busiest bee that you ever knew. Sipping honey all through the day, that's just what I'll do. When the bees are buzzing away near some rosemary, how I love to bubble around, just take it from me. When the bees make a honey down in sunny Alabama, that's when I said I'd be sending a telegram down to that honeysuckle hall where the folks live all alone. Just like a pair of honeybees in a honeycomb, I'm gonna make a feline straight for home. That's what I am. And I've a plan to buzz all around with my honey lamb. And on some Sunday afternoon, if I don't get some, there'll be a honeymoon meadow, and the bees make a honey down in sunny old Alabama. When the bees will make a honey down in the sunny Alabama. That's when I send a honeybee and a telegram down to that honeysuckle, oh, where the folks live all alone. Oh, they're just like a pair of honeybees in a honeycomb. I'm gonna make a beeline straight for home, that's what I am. And I have a plan to buzz around with my honey, honey lamb. And on some Sunday afternoon, well, if I don't get stung, to be a honeymoon. When the bees make a honey down in sunny, oh, you're a Alabama.
There's a hell of a set for you. We started off with Hell's Bells, which was the theme song of and recorded by Art Castle and his Castles in the Air Orchestra. Not surprising, since Art Castle composed Hell's Bells. But most of you out there probably recognized that that wasn't Art Castle's recording. We heard Sid Pelton and his orchestra with the vocal by Dick Robertson, recorded by Victor on February 10, 1933, about 7 months after Art Castle recorded it. That was followed by Teddy Simmons with Jimmy Noone and his orchestra with Hell in My Heart from December 1, 1937. Next, it was country blues musician and songwriter Frank Hutchinson and Hellbound Train, recorded September 10, 1928. Frank Hutchinson was born in Logan County, West Virginia on March 20, 1891. Between 1926 and 29, he recorded 41 sides for OK, 32 of which were issued. Before and after his recording career, he was a coal miner. Frank Hutchinson died in 1945 in Dayton, Ohio, of liver disease. And we finished up with When the Bees Make Honey Down in Sunny Alabama, composed by Walter Donaldson, with the lyrics by Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young. So what does that have to do with hell? Well, the version we heard was performed by James Reese Europe's 369th Infantry Band, also known as the Hellfighters. I believe the vocalist was Noble Sissel, but C. Creighton Thompson was also a vocalist with the band. James Reese Europe was already a well-established musician years before World War I, but when the U.S. got into the war, Europe and Noble Sissel, who was a member of Europe's Society Orchestra, enlisted in the Army together and formed a regimental band. The group accompanied the 369th, the first American unit to arrive in France, and together earned the nickname of Hellfighters for their bravery and participation in a number of military campaigns. Shortly after their return to the U.S., the band recorded 11 sides for the Pathé Frères Phonograph Company of Brooklyn. Jim Europe survived the war, but on May 10, 1919, he was murdered by a member of the drum section of his band over what he considered poor treatment, after which Noble Sissel and U.B. Blake assumed leadership of the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. A couple of weeks ago, I played Oh How I Love My Darling by the Goofus Five. There's a musical quote at the end of that record, which I'm sure almost everyone has heard and recognizes, but darned if I could think of the name of it at the time. If you didn't happen to hear that show, here's the musical quote. An email to our friend, ethnomusicologist Brian Wright of Rivermont Records, brought an immediate reply with the answer. It's a folk song called Go In and Out the Window, which can be a children's learning song, animated song, or a game. It's also one of those tunes for which it's easy to make up verses, G-rated or naughty. There are a couple of other musical quotes in Oh How I Love My Darling, including London Bridge is Falling Down. But for this segment, we've got some in-and-out songs, beginning with Billy Cotton and his band.
Thank you.
The same old hoodoo follows me about. The same old pounding in my heart whenever I think of you. And darling, I think of you day in and day out. Day out, day in. I needn't tell you how my days begin. When I awaken with a tingle, one possibility in view, that possibility of maybe seeing you. Come rain, come shine, I meet you, and to me the day is fine. Then I kiss your lips, and the pounding begins. The oceans roar, a thousand drums. Can't you see it's love? Can there be any doubt? When there it is, day in, day out.
About stingy women. Y'all ain't got no stingy women. Man, I got one so stingy she's too scared to breathe hard for fear she catch the asthma. I remember once I had a little job in Gary. I was gonna make $50 on the job. I asked for a dime. She didn't give me no dime. No, sir. I knew a lady just a week ago, had nowhere else to go. I knew her when she wore a boot and a shoe. Oh, boy, swear she was blue. Got her a job, she got to be a crank. She's taking all her money and she put it in the bank. She thought she was wise, and I did too. And this is what she's going to do. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. I'ma meet you and tell you what it's all about. Anyway, mama, why you off my mind? You remember when I had that job in Gary? You wouldn't give me a dime. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Walked yesterday and the day before. Since you got your money, you're ready to go. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Now, little mama, please don't be so bold. But please go easy with my small bankroll. Because you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. You put it in, and I take it out. I'm gonna meet you and tell you what it's all about. Now, little baby, don't you be so lean. I wanna talk to you if you carry it out clean. Now you put it in, and I take it out. What? M-O-N-E-Y. I mean, M-O-N-E-Y.
Thank you.
Now, this is a family show, so you know that "you put it in and I'll take it out" refers to nothing other than M-O-N-E-Y. Born William Henry Jackson in New Orleans around 1885, that was Papa Charlie Jackson, November 26, 1934, with a fine example of hokum, a racy form of popular song with a lively tune and sexually suggestive lyrics. Jackson played a six-string banjo tuned like a guitar and eventually settled in Chicago, where he made a living playing on street corners and house parties, and became a sideman with many groups in and around Chicago, including Freddie Keppard and Tiny Parham. His solo recording career began in 1924 with Paramount Records, and over the next 10 years he recorded 66 sides, the most famous of which were Salty Dog Blues and Shake That Thing. Papa Charlie Jackson died in Chicago in 1938. Before that was Jack Kaufman, credited on the label of that Pathé Actuel 78 as Walter Neff, with Willard Robinson and his orchestra, and Take in the Sun, Hang Out the Moon. Take in the Sun, Hang Out the Moon was composed by Harry M. Woods with the lyrics by Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young. That recording is from November 22, 1926, and was preceded by Arthur Jarrett with Ted Weems and his orchestra, and I Found You Out When I Found You In Somebody Else's Arms. I Found You Out was written by Charles O'Flynn and Phil Ponce and was recorded October 2, 1928. We began that in-and-out set with Alan Breezy Breeze, with Billy Cotton and his band in Day In, Day Out, recorded in London on September 27, 1937. A couple of weeks ago, I played two different songs, both with the title Hangin' Around. This Day In, Day Out was one of three songs with the same title, and was written in 1937 by Stanley Damerel, Ralph Butler, and Tolchard Evans. Billy Cotton's was apparently the only recording of it, at least in Britain. Al Burton wrote a Day In, Day Out in the early 30s, and a much more widely recorded Day In, Day Out was written by Johnny Mercer and Rube Bloom in 1939. I have absolutely no idea why this segment topic came up, but here's a set of rapidly rotating records about beans, beginning with Vincent Rose. Thank you.
I'm here again before you and your jury man. Now, Judge, if you'll just give me a little chance, I'll explain why I deserted Eva. Judge, I work and give that woman every cent to buy the food and pay the house rent. And her ways filled me with discontent. So I thought it was best to leave her. Yes, of course, she's my lawful wedded wife, that's true. But Judge, how would you like for your wife to hand to you beans for your breakfast, beans for your lunch, beans for your supper time? Judge, she had boiled beans, stewed beans, soup beans, fried beans, beans rain or shine. She never had ham, chicken or lamb, as strange as it may seem. My home I admired, Judge, but I got so tired of eating beans, beans, beans. Now, a nice pot roast is good and sweet, and pork chops and steak I like to eat. Just so it's meat, it is a treat. That is while sitting at my table. Cast liver's cheap, and so is veal. And disgusted is the way I feel. I must have meat along with my meal. That is especially when I'm able. Now, Judge, believe me, married life ain't always bliss. Now, Judge, you'd quit if all you got was this. Beans for your breakfast. Beans for your lunch. Beans for your supper time. She had boiled beans, fricassee beans, stewed beans, fried beans, beans rain or shine. Judge, she never had ham, chicken or lamb, as strange as it may seem. Now, my home I admire, Judge, but I got so doggone tired of eating beans, beans, beans.
Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra, recording for Columbia on July 19, 1917, and Pork and Beans, written by one of my favorite composers, if for no other reason than the sound of his name, C. Lucky Throberts, the C for Charles. The Rector in Earl Fuller's Rector Novelty Orchestra refers to the popular Rector's Restaurant in New York City, where Fuller led his society dance band. They recorded more than two dozen sides for Columbia between mid-1917 and early 1919, and each, including Pork and Beans, features xylophone played by Teddy Brown. Before Earl Fuller, it was Wingy Minone and his orchestra with Let's Spill the Beans, written by Mac Gordon and Harry Revel. That recording is from April 8, 1935, and was preceded by another 1917 recording, Opal Cooper, in a half-speaking style reminiscent of Burt Williams, on Beans, Beans, Beans. Opal Cooper was born in Cromwell, Kentucky on February 3, 1889, and was performing professionally by the time he was in his late teens. By 1915, he was appearing on the New York stage and was associated with Jim Europe, whose Hellfighters band we heard in the first segment of the show. In fact, in 1916, Cooper sang and played bandolin in Europe's double quintet, described as the greatest singing and instrumental aggregation on the stage. In April or May of 1917, he made his first recordings for Pathé, including Beans, 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 written in 1912 by Chris Smith and Elmer Bowman. The number was a favorite of vaudeville comedians and was also recorded by Eddie Morton and Gus Van. In 1918, Cooper enlisted in the Army and was assigned to Will Votary's 807th Infantry Regiment Band, and after an honorable discharge in 1919, he had a long musical career in Europe, until 1939 when he returned to the U.S., where he continued to work in bars, taverns, and nightclubs into the 1960s. Opal Cooper died December 9, 1974, in the Bronx, New York, and is buried in Long Island National Cemetery. We began this legume set with Vincent Rose and his Montmartre Orchestra, recording for Victor in Los Angeles on June 9, 1924, and String Beans, written by Rose and Harry Owens, who played trumpet in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, and available on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com and on iTunes as a podcast. Despite the second commandment, in this final segment of the show, we're going to have some idols, beginning with the California Ramblers.
¶¶ lonely press. My idolizing you is all that seems worthwhile.
They keep looking through me. Oh, what a feeling, I declare, in that revealing baby stare. For when they hypnotize that paradise, I idolize my baby's eyes. Thank you.
We began this idolizing set with the California Ramblers and an Edison Lateral waxed August 1st, 1929, Broken Idol, composed by Harry D. Squires. That was followed by Gene Goldkett and his orchestra featuring Bix on cornet and Idolizing, written by Sam Messenheimer, Irving Abramson, and Ray West. The vocalist on that October 12, 1926 Victor recording was Frank Bessinger. Next, it was Benny Kruger and his orchestra with Smith Ballou taking the vocal honors on I Idolize My Baby's Eyes from a Brunswick 78 made September 14, 1931. M.J. Whittall Associates was founded in 1880 in Worcester, Massachusetts by Matthew J. Whittall, a British-born businessman. The Whittall Anglo-Persian Rug Company produced fine machine-made woodpile Persian rugs and was in business until 1957. Whittall Persian rugs are still highly prized and collectible. In the late 1920s, the company turned to radio advertising and sponsored a musical group called the Anglo-Persians, directed by Louis Katzman. In addition to broadcasting, the band recorded for the Brunswick and Vocalion labels, making about two dozen sides between 1927 and 1930. We just heard the Anglo-Persians on a Brunswick 78 made May 4, 1928, and Blue Idol. The recording was also issued on Brunswick as by Louis Katzman and his Kittens, and I love that record. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention.